that you've been here and have been able to assess him, or has Itchen City sort of been able to be put in a position to maybe make those plays?
Yeah, it's always hard to say if a guy's playing better. You know, I think Mike's doing things that we ask of him. I think he's playing well. I think he's, you know, the thing about Mike is he is a really smart football player, maybe one of the most intelligent players that I've coached, and we got a lot of them. And, you know, I just think he's playing well right now, and I think being in the same spot, the thing that he's provided for us in the past is his versatility to move around, which has helped us as a team. This year we haven't had to move him like that as much, which I think has helped him as an individual, but you know, I think he's playing well. To say he's playing better, I've seen him play pretty good at times in 2004 and 2005. So, you know, I think he's playing well right now.
How are these linebackers going to shake out now with Rosie's season-ending injury?
Well, as always, it seems like everybody has to go through it, and we've gone through it in years past, that, you know, you just got to deal with injuries and that you hope somebody, you know, when somebody else has a problem or is injured, it provides an opportunity for somebody else. So you hope that somebody else can step up. You know, the thing that always happens, and it's with every team and it's also with us, is you're always concerned about depth. You know, whenever you lose somebody, you're not only losing them as a good player, like when we lost Rodney in the secondary or Seymour up front, you lose depth too. So you just, you know, somebody's just got to pick up the slack and we got to keep going and guys got to fill in. We just, you know, the depth thing always concerns you.
How necessary is it in your mind to have that five-man rotation?
I think it was important even before Roosevelt got hurt. It's always good if you can up front, especially in the front seven, have a rotation to keep guys healthy as much as you can and to try to keep them fresh. So it's even going to be more so, you know, we've got need to try to find somebody that we can rotate in there now. I mean, that's always good for the front seven to be able to rotate guys if you have them. If you don't, you don't. You know, you got to play with who you have.
Where is Chad at this point? Is he ready to, you know, step in and
Chad
play?
Brown?
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's on his way back. I mean, he's only been here two days. So, but, you know, it's always great to have an older veteran guy who has been in your system. You can get an older veteran guy that comes in that's not been in your system. He might as well be a rookie. Maybe sometimes it's worse. But in Chad's case, it's great to have a guy that was out there that was available to come in at short notice and know a little bit of something about our system. But, you know, to be fair to him, to say after 2 days of practice, you know, boy, he's ready to just jump in there. He's working hard at it, and, you know, I'm really happy that we have him.
Is Adelius going to slide outside? Is that the plan?
Well, you know us. We have the ability to play 3-4 and 4-3 and 4-2 and 2-4 and whatever you want. And, you know, that's always going to be a game-to-game thing. You know, it's he can slide outside. He can play inside. You know, we've had the ability with guys like that. That's one of the versatilities that those guys have. You know, we will, you know, you're always going to see a multiple, probably, defenses from us week in, week out.
Do you expect teams to try to attack you with the in-cuts like Philly did?
Yeah, you know, Philly wasn't so much the in-cuts. Sometimes it was the seams of the field. There's a little difference. But, you know, one thing I give a lot of credit to Eagles and to Philly, I mean, he had a good game. I tell you, he threw a lot of passes when he was under duress and getting hit and put them on the money. At the same time, we need to play them better. You know, the thing that got us a little bit in the last game is, and we've tried to work on it this week, is just fundamentally we got a little bit lax at times and let things happen that just shouldn't happen. There's other plays they made. I mean, he made a good throw, they made a good catch, and that's football. But there were other times that we got caught kind of watching the rush, expecting the guy to get sacked, and he didn't get sacked, and maybe we were out of position a little bit.
One of the things that some of the players mentioned was pre-snap communication was maybe a little bit off in that game against the Eagles, and maybe it wasn't in sync between the front seven and the secondary. Is it? Did you see that at all?
Not particularly. They would be better ones to ask on that because they're the ones out there that are doing the communicating. I can't always hear it from the sidelines, especially when the crowd's into it. So, you know, I didn't see that as a big concern, but that would have to be something that they would answer.
And how about Pierre Woods? I mean, a second-year player who potentially could see more time with Roosevelt going out. Can you just talk about him a little bit and what he's shown you progression year one to year two?
Well, again, he's a guy that's been a legitimate backup, and he's a guy that, you know, we are hoping that we can get in the mix. And you know, he's done a great job on special teams for Brad. You know, he would certainly – he's working hard and he's getting better all the time, and we're hoping that he just keeps progressing like that. And if he does, then he's certainly going to give us a lot of help and some depth where we need it.
And could you also talk about Eric Alexander a little bit, another younger linebacker? We saw him in the AFC Championship right. game last year, and just his progression from year two to three.
It's kind of the same way. The thing that's set Eric back is being hurt and being out for 4 or 5 weeks and not being involved in some of the things. But it's kind of the same thing as Pierre. We need him to keep progressing and getting better, and so hopefully we can use him in some kind of a rotation to help balance it out a little bit too. Again, he's working real hard. He's coming off that injury, and both those guys have been working real hard this week to try to get themselves in the mix.
How concerned are you about limiting wear and tear on Teddy and Junior?
Excuse me. Well, I'm always concerned about all the players. I mean, it's not only those two. We got a few other guys back there too that you're always trying to take reps off of them if you can. One of the things that would help us do that is if we got off the field on third down, which we were doing for the first 10 games. We did really well, and that helped limit the number of plays that we were in a game. Now, we didn't play a lot of plays in the Eagles game, but we could have played a lot less if we would have done a little better job on third down. So, it's always a concern on any player that's been around for a while. So, but, hey, we got to play with the guys that we have, and they know that, and they're ready to do that.
Great.
Okay?
Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Guys.
Thank you.